Built in the 1850s, this was one of an estimated 40 slave auction houses in a three-block radius serving Charleston's demand for new slaves at the plantations. This building was originally part of a larger complex known as Ryan's Mart that would have included a building known as a barracoon, which held enslaved men and women waiting to be auctioned, a jail, a kitchen, and a morgue. The last enslaved person sold here was in 1863. When the Union forces took command of the city, the remaining enslaved persons inside the Slave Mart were freed. The Slave Mart Museum is open to visitors with admission costs unless you have a tourist discount pass. It interprets the history of Charleston in the international and domestic slave trade. Continue west on Chalmers Street to Church Street and turn right. Continue halfway down the block. The next stop will be on your left.